From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm legendary anchorman Bill Curtis, filling in for Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Brian Babylon, Kerry O'Connor, and Mo Rocca. And here again, your host at Powell Hall in St. Louis, Missouri, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill builds a rhyme machine out of a DeLorean. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right in the panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, TV producers in Norway are all pursuing a new trend in Norwegian television programming. They now know the only way to make a show there a hit is to make it what?
Well, they were the place that had that that popular show with the Yule log, basically, right?
Right, with the fire. So therefore, so that they've discovered that the new trend in Norwegian television is shows that are really what?
That are long.
And
boring.
Yes, boring is what we're looking for. It's the new thing in Norwegian TV. A few months ago, as Mo said, millions of Norwegians feverishly tuned in to a 12-hour TV show featuring wood burning in a fireplace. Seriously, we talked about it on the show, but it turns out that show was such a runaway success, other shows have followed its lead. For example, a 7-hour broadcast of a train traveling from Oslo to Bergen, a 134-hour broadcast of a ferry boat making its way up the Norwegian coastline. Half the country watched that.
That's drugs.
Yeah, well, this does answer the question, is the nation of Norway high?
Yes. Well, you know what? We have a version of that here in the States. It's called C-SPAN.
Exactly. Yeah. Brian, the TV show Portlandia, as you may know, is a bizarre, surreal comedy show about the hipsters. People like it? The hipsters of Portland, Oregon. It's not just for entertainment. It's now being used to do what?
Give me a slight push.
An assist.
An assist.
They want people to, apparently they want people to follow the example of Special Agents Armisen and Brownstein.
Oh, they have this video to help people make the city better.
No. I can tell that Mo wants to answer. Shall I let Mo answer?
Damn.
Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah.
They're using it to train police officers.
So close.
The police officers are using it for things to make people safe.
They're using it to train FBI agents.
Okay.
But I'll give you that. Police officers, FBI agents. An FBI instructor contacted the Portlandia producers and requested to use a clip from the show in his terrorism and espionage class.
Yeah, what case can you get?
Well, we don't know.
Like, I've seen pretty much every episode. What criminal is doing anything?
Well,
I don't get
it. You found a criminal with a bird on it.
You're right. You're right. Well, you're right.
So we don't know why this guy wants to do this, because he didn't explain. Either he's taking a really outside-the-box approach to teaching counterterrorism, or he's a substitute teacher, and he's doing what all substitutes do, and he's just showing the kids a video.
So, hold on, Peter. Let me get this straight.
Right.
The sequester didn't stop this funding?
No. This goes on, man. Mo, the new Mercedes S-Class sedan, that's the ultra-luxury model, goes for six figures. It has a feature Rolls-Royces and Bentleys just don't have. With the touch of the button inside your Mercedes S-Class, you can now do what?
With the touch of a button, you can do something that can't be done in a Rolls-Royce or in a Bentley.
Yeah, or any other car, as far as
you can put a bird on it.
You can do... I'll take my clue now.
Hey, was that you or my $100,000 car?
What it does is it instantly sucks away flatulence.
No. You're on the right track.
It immediately takes bad odors and it sprays something nice that neutralizes them.
You're close enough. What it does is you can select the odor you want in your car.
Okay, great.
There you are. So it's for the person who's rich and powerful and yet is frustrated that the very air will not yet bend to his will. You get this, Mercedes will provide you in your car an aerosol dispenser with four custom-made scents, right for any occasion. There's sports, that's the name of the scent, if you're going to a sporting event or you're purchasing another NFL franchise.
Well, so, and I'm guessing most just want it to smell like money. There must be like a button for that. But that sounds, it's a way also for guys probably to cover their tracks. Like if you're with a mistress or something, then you can press a button to make the car smell like your wife. So that when she gets in.
Because you know what?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Women know scents. That's smart, Ramon, because a woman will know like who's been in this car. That's immediately.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, it's bloodhound, and they have bloodhound DNA. I read that.
And this is precisely why guys should only marry each other.